Tonight, we're going to go ahead and get started and continue on with our board meeting at this time. The meeting is being recorded, just so that you're aware, and today is February 11th, and the time is 6 p.m. Board members in attendance today are Scott Wilson, Shauna Warnick, John Taylor, myself, Shannon Acord, Rick Inge, and Brian Rowley. Seated up front with the board are Superintendent Rick Nielsen, Business Administrator Michael Harrison, and Lee Park Legal Counsel. Also present are members of the district administrative staff, as you'll see around the room here. But we are so excited to have Payton Junior High with us, and we will have Aspen McKay, a student at Payton Junior High, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Can I have everyone stand? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Aspen. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to go ahead and proceed with our agenda. We have a few items that we'll go over before we have some great presentations and awards. We are going to turn the time over to Rick Inge at this time.
Okay, we've had a chance to review and discuss our agenda for tonight's board meeting. Just one note under item 8, we will have the need to have a closed session at the end of our meeting tonight. With that, I make the motion to approve the agenda for tonight's board meeting.
Thank you. We have a motion by Rick Ames to approve the agenda for the board meeting. Do I have a second? Seconded by Shauna Warnick. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. And we will have John Taylor for our next item of business.
So every month we're given a number of things to review, including the financial report, the claims, the list of checks that were written, a list of hires, people who were left the district, who came to the district. There's some amendments to the school land trust plans, and then some discussion about student educational travel. We've all had a chance to review all those things, and I would propose that we approve the consent agenda as written.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have had a motion to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second on that motion? Seconded by Scott Wilson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Thank you. That passes unanimously. So those were the few items of business. So now we get to go on to one of our favorite times of the evening in our board meeting. We are going to turn the time over to Tammy Halcrow, who is our assistant principal at Payson Junior High.
Thank you.
There we go. Green light is on. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. It is truly an honor to represent Payson Junior High, a school filled with dedicated educators, resilient students, and programs that are making a real difference. I have been fortunate to serve first as the dean for 3 years and as the assistant principal for the past 6 years. It has been and continues to be a wonderful place to work and serve our students. I'm excited to share a quick snapshot of the great things happening at PJHS. Academically, we strive for excellence and have implemented programs that designed to combat the barriers our students face and ensure every student has the support needed to succeed. One way we do this is through our rotating study hall program based on weekly referrals from our core teachers. This program allows us to provide timely, targeted support for our students who are struggling. In the first year alone, we saw a 40% reduction in failing grades, along with an increase in A's and B's school-wide. Building on that academic support, we have developed a unique advocate program focused on our most vulnerable learners. This program identifies our 50 most at-risk 8th graders as they prepare to transition to 9th grade. Each student is paired with an individual advocate who helps them navigate school. Advocates work not only with the student, but also with the family, and to bridge gaps that may exist. As a result, the program has achieved a success rate of over 90% of those students being on track to graduate when they leave Payson Junior High. Prior to its implementation, we were sending a significant number of students to the high school not on track to graduate. Now that number has been reduced to minimal levels. We are excited to hear from one of our advocate students, Liz Camacho, today regarding her success in the program. In addition to targeted interventions, we are committed to strengthening foundational skills for all of our students. Last year, we implemented a daily reading program where our students read 20 minutes every school day. And by the end of the year, we saw the greatest CAFD growth in the district, something we are extremely proud of. While academics remain a central focus, we also recognize the importance of opportunities that build culture and connection within our community and student pride. One program that beautifully reflects this is our mariachi band. What began with this group at the middle school level has continued to grow at our junior high. Following the comments from Ms. Camacho, our talented band instructor, Mr. Last, will introduce his students, and they'll play for you. Thank you again for the opportunity for us to share the wonderful things we're doing at Payson Junior High.
She helped me and gave me the courage to put my work into my grades. So today I want to talk about her. Miss Alyssa is a really good person. She's the type of person that wanted you to give up. She is very motivating and made me want to try my best. Miss Alyssa made me not feel alone anymore. She showed me that I can do anything as long as I put my mind to it. She pushed me to be the best person I can be. She would check up on me, and she would tell me how I was doing and how proud she was of me putting my grades up. And trying, she told me that failure was not an option, so I tried more on my grades. She made me believe that I can do anything as long as I try hard for it, and she really made me become myself when I was really trying in anything. I lost hope because I didn't think I could turn anything around. I thought that I wouldn't be able to change my grades or was good at anything. The thing that I was smart of, I thought I was always going to be a failure, but once she taught me the things that I was good at, the things that I was smart about, but I didn't know. And if it wasn't for her, then I would probably still be failing my classes and stuff. But I'm so grateful that she helped me through the school year and for her always being the person she is. She was helping other students realize the things they are actually very good at, but just don't realize it until she shows them what they have never saw in themselves. The things that had motivated me is that I stopped stressing about things that I really didn't care about. But I was a person that cared for a lot of stuff. And honestly, when I stopped caring about a lot of things, it gave me more of a chance to work on myself and not be wasting time on other things that are not worth the time. And having someone help me and by my side, not saying that. Not saying that I would be able to turn my grades around and not be able to turn around what I say. Miss Ellie had helped me with a lot of things because I would go to her office and talk to her when I was in a bad place, not believing in anything. And just having her and Miss Alyssa help me with my stuff, just helping me with the things that I never had understood, and just making the better of myself that I thought I would never be able to pass the classes, but all it took me is to open my eyes and see the better me that I can do it with just the help of them, and not having everyone tell me that I cannot do it, and having people also tell me that I cannot be able to make it in life. And I did it with the help of them, and I'm always grateful for them, and I'm always going to like up for them honestly. And that's it.
Thank you very much for having us out here this evening. My name is Tim West. I'm the band and my OC director at Payson Junior High School. And I'm in my fifth year of directing the band at Payson Junior High. The students you see entering now are the product of about 4 years. 4 years of mariachi education in Payson. What started as a club, an after-school club, has grown to a program of over 100 students between Payson Junior High and Mount Neal Middle School. And these students are the cream of the crop. They're the most experienced advanced musicians in the mariachi ensembles we have here. And we are very excited to show you a little bit of what we've been working on. Our effort to bring mariachi to Payson is not just to have it here, but to help it spread as far as we can. We hope that it picks up in all of our Negro district schools as not a way to compete with the other performing arts, but as a way for us to help as many students as we can to be a part of the music, because being a part of the music has been shown to help students in countless ways. So with that, we're going to go ahead. Mariachi los osos.
Sí, señor. Thank you.
appreciate the family and friends. You have got to be so proud. That was so amazing. Thank you. That was just... Thank you for being here. Also, is it Liz? Is it Liz? Is that, thank you so much. Your words were very inspiring. That took a lot of bravery. So thank you for being here with us. We are going to transition into the next part. And I know there's a lot of family and friends that probably have a busy schedule. So if you work with any of the Pace and Junior High students, you are welcome to leave at this time. We will not be offended by any means. But if you need to go, you are welcome to do so. And we'll give you just a few minutes to do that if you would like. And then we are going to go on to another one of our favorite parts of our agenda, and that's our PEAK Awards. And we'll turn the time over to Mr. Sorensen for that at this time.
Okay, this is another exciting part of the evening where we get to honor employees and individuals involved with Nebo School District. Some are in our schools, some are in transportation, all different capacities. And the way this award works, it's called the PEAK Awards, which is Positive Energy and Kindness. We have submissions that come in from employees, we have submissions that come in from parents, from students, from administrators, and all of those come into the district, and we have a committee that meets to narrow it down. And that's probably the toughest part of the job, is narrowing it down to 5 deserving individuals who we get to recognize at board meeting. So we're going to recognize these 5 tonight, and this is the process we'll go through. We're going to have the superintendent, and President Acor come down, and we're going to announce the honorees one by one. As we announce your name, if you are one of the honorees, if you would come up and take your place right next to the superintendent and President Acor, we are going to present you with an award, with a gift certificate, and a certificate that you can hang on your wall. And we're going to do a photo opportunity. However, we're going to have one other person come and join you. At that time, we're going to announce who your nominee was, or who your nominator was. So you'll be able to see who it was that nominated you for this award. We'll have you pose up here. Lindsay, I can't even talk today. Lindsay is going to take your picture. She likes to be called Lindsay sometimes. She's going to take a picture, and then we're going to have your nominator go back and take their seat. But we'd like the honorees to stay seated up here because at the very end, we'd like to get a group picture with all 5 of you. And then the Board of Education would also like to shake your hand. So we'll have you go around the east end of the dais there and walk by, and the board members will congratulate you as well. So that's how we're going to proceed. With that said, our first honoree this evening is Sean Rawlings. I love those faces. They're great. Sean, this is what your nominator had to say about you. Sean's dedication to students and faculty at Bridges is evident in everything he does. He makes a point to know every student by name, but his impact goes far beyond a simple greeting. He truly listens, observes, and cares. Whether he's checking in on a classroom, delivering personal birthday wishes, or carving out quality time to read to a group, Sean is a constant, steady presence in the lives of our students. His leadership style transforms the very atmosphere of the building. He fosters a culture where every individual feels seen and significant. Sean leads by example, ensuring that every student and staff member knows they have his full support. He doesn't just manage our school, he walks alongside us every day. And Sean, you're on my list. Yes, you so love it.
Jump in for a photo, right? Yeah.
Okay, our next honoree this evening is Lynette Peck. And Lynette, while you're making your way up, here's what your nominators, because there are a list of them, have to say about you. Grandma Peck is the definition of peak, positive energy and kindness. An integral part of the Park Elementary family, she has volunteered countless hours to ensuring our youngest learners feel loved and confident. Whether she is tutoring in the hallway, sharing 1950s stories in full costume, or ensuring every child is included on the playground, her joy is contagious. We are incredibly blessed to have her serving in NEVO. She is a true gift to our community, and it is our honor to recognize the years of heart and dedication she has poured into our schools. We love you, Grandma Peck. Okay, because there are a list of nominators. We have Sarah Spencer, Samantha Jasperson, Doreen Barney, Jenna Jarvis, Brittany Mormon, Brooke Vaquero, Cindy Nelson, Alicia Lindsay, Nancy Harris, Sierra Brown, Sue Bradley, Cynthia Tate, Valentina Pedersen, and Amber Neves. Okay, our next honoree is David Booth, teacher at Springwell. Nominators had to say, David. Mr. Booth is the kind of educator who makes students truly want to be at school. And when we read the list of his nominators, you'll understand the meaning behind that. He creates a classroom where joy and learning go hand in hand, consistently lifting those around him with his peaceful spirit and contagious excitement. A master of his craft, Mr. Booth doesn't just make music fun. He helps his students achieve genuine talent and confidence on their instruments. He is an incredible mentor who relates to students personally while pushing them to be their best, proving he is not just a favorite teacher, but truly an irreplaceable part of Springville Junior High School. And you also have a list that will take you a few minutes to get through. We have Truman Barton, Tegan Lloyd, Kenneth Jackson, Jackson Williams, Zach Jensen, Aiden Bolton, Jeremy Cruz, Brandon Nunley, Simeon Brooks, and Eric Rockwood. So if you...
Here, guys. Jump in. We want you in the middle of the photo. Jump right on in here. All right. Well done.
Gather around him.
Okay. Way to go.
Okay, our next honoree this evening is Heather Jones, kindergarten teacher at Taylor Elementary. team lead and a truly outstanding colleague. She consistently brings a positive attitude and genuine care for others, going out of her way to check in on staff across the school and offer encouragement well beyond her own team. Heather is always ready to help, making copies, organizing lessons, modeling activities, or supporting school-wide events while remaining thoughtful, non-judgmental, and deeply respectful of differing ideas. She skillfully judges high-needs students with grace and good humor, lifts others with kind notes and fun surprises, and continually looks for the best in everyone. Her kindness, professionalism, and constant smile create a supportive school culture, and both her students and colleagues are incredibly fortunate to learn and work alongside her. We love Heather. And your nominators are Tiffany Jacobson and Becky Clay.
All right, jump in. Do whatever you want in the phone.
Okay, our last honoree this evening is Alyssa Thornton, skill building coach at Mount Lover Elementary. What your nominators have to say. Alyssa Thornton is an exceptional skills coach at Mount Loper Elementary whose positive energy, kindness, and dedication deeply impact students and staff. She steps in wherever she is needed, supporting students with firm boundaries and genuine care while helping them build emotional regulation, resilience, and success in the classroom. Alyssa is a trusted support for teachers, handling behavioral situations, communicating with families, and ensuring students continue learning during consequences. A friend to all and a constant cheerleader, she strengthens the positive culture of the school and truly represents the best of Nebo School District, making her a well-deserving Peak Award recipient. And your nominators are Morgan Taylor, Jill Hanks, Monica Valerio, Taylor Goodnight, Amy Bastian, and Jessica Root.
I think we have some Ridges students that made an effort to come. So let's do a picture wish on them.
Yay!
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice to meet you, Chris. Yeah. You know McKay?
Yeah.
Oh, McKay's my son.
Yeah.
Did you remember that?
All right. Yeah. Right here, everybody.
Thank you. Good job.
Nice to see you again. Good to see you back here.
All right, Sean, now they want a picture of the five of us.
Thank you.
Well, we've truly been fed tonight with just great people and great music, so we appreciate everybody being here. We're just going to go ahead and go on to our next item on the agenda, which is our public opportunity to address the board. It's the time that we open up to the public to come and give us any thoughts, suggestions, or concerns they may have. We do have two people that have signed up to address the board tonight, and we have Haley Mitchell and Hannah Abbott. So we'll just go ahead and read something really quickly. To ensure that we conduct our meeting efficiently, we do not have a question and answer session during our public comments, but we sincerely appreciate our students and our parents and our community members who take the time to share their thoughts with us. Your voices truly do matter, and we genuinely listen to your input with care and consideration. This portion is being recorded, so when you come to the mic, if you wouldn't mind mentioning your name and what school you're from. These are two students with us here today, which, as we know, it takes a lot of courage to get to the mic. Sometimes we get really nervous when we do that. So we'll keep the comments each to 3 minutes, and we'll go ahead and open that up at this time, and we'll invite Haley Mitchell to come to the microphone at this time. Haley and Hannah, did you want to do it together or separately?
Separately.
Okay, thank you.
And there is a handout in your folder from these.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Haley Mitchell, and some of you probably know I go to Faison High School, and I'm in the Guide Girl class. It's one of the coolest classes we have because we actually get to raise a dog or a puppy for Guide Dogs of America. That means we take them home each day, train them, love them, and help them become a dog that would someday change someone's life. In class, we've been learning about the 8 different stages a dog goes through in life, and right now the puppies are in what's called the fear stage. This stage is super important because it's when they can suddenly get scared of new things like loud noises, fast movements, or meeting new people. If they have a bad experience during this time, it can cause them to stay afraid of that thing for their whole life. So what we do as puppy raisers is make sure they have as many positive experiences as possible, going to new places, meeting new people, and learning that the world is safe. A few weeks ago, something really special happened. Our school, and especially the junior high, went through a really tough time. One of the counselors invited the dogs to come to the junior high and hang out in the counseling office for a bit. And honestly, it was amazing to see the change in people. You could tell some of the kids were quiet and sad, but when they walked in and saw the dogs, their faces just lit up. The whole room felt lighter. Even one of the teachers told us afterwards that seeing the dogs made their whole week. That moment made me realize just how much people need this kind of thing. Every time I walk down the halls with my dog, Howdy, I see students' faces brighten. People look up from their phones, they smile, they talk to me. It's like these puppies remind everyone to slow down and down a little and just be present. One of the issues that we are facing is that the guide dogs aren't going with their raisers to any of their classes. Something that we've put together as a class and Mrs. Henderson is a survey that asks students their comfort level and allergies around dogs. This is in your brochure. It's one of the QR codes. so you can look through it and see like the questions. But anyways, our goal is to see what classes the puppies are able to attend without affecting a student's health. This class has honestly been such a blessing. It's taught me patience and responsibility, but also how much of a difference small things can make in someone's day. Raising a guide dog puppy isn't always easy, but it's one of the best experiences I've ever had, and I'd recommend it to anyone who gets a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, and now we'll have Hannah.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Hannah Abbott. I'm a senior at Beeson High School. During my sophomore year of school, I got a yellow lab named Ivy. While researching yellow labs, I came across the Guide Dogs of America website. Guide Dogs of America is an amazing organization that trains guide dogs to assist the blind. Part of their process includes fostering dogs out to homes to train them for the first year. This was something I was into. However, I just got an Ivy, and the company was based in California, so it didn't seem feasible. So with that, I took the notion into the back of my mind. A year and a half later, Payson High School partnered with Guide Dogs of America to have the dogs brought to Payson High School so students could train them. A few months later, I welcomed Isaac, one of 11 puppies, into my life. Not only did I receive Isaac, but I received a crate for him, 24/7 help for a vet, just in case, and of course, food was donated by a local feed store. Not only that, but we have a trainer who comes out once a month to help the students learn new commands to help the dogs better learn. I've also learned that Tender Loving Canines is partnered with Guide Dogs of America. Tender Loving Canines focuses on the service side of guide dog work. These branches include found in service dog work, include mobility work for veterans, facility work for schools and hospitals, and autism work, the most looked at area for our dogs. Regardless of where the dog goes, their role is crucial. Because of this, all the dogs are insured in the unlikely case of litigation. The only thing left is for them to come to our classes with us, which is why I'm here today. I propose that the surveys previously mentioned by my colleague Haley Mitchell is sent out to school students, or at the very least, students who share a class with guide dog raisers. From this, we can make a comprehensive plan regarding allergies. This include dog-free classrooms and places within the school to take care of the health of our students and classmates. And followed up, preferably in the next 2 weeks. Followed up by that, I propose that 2-week test trial with the puppies coming to class with us will be put in place. From this, we can address is what is known as the pivot period. This is a time in business where we find the weaknesses and make them strengths. I know that this class and allowing the dogs to come to class with us won't just leave Payson High School with a legacy, but it also bears serving the community. Thank you for your time, and please consider it.
Thank you, Haley and Hannah. We are so proud of you that you have the foresight to come and speak to us, but also that you're participating in that program. It sounds like it's extremely worthwhile, so thank you. We are going to move on to the next part of our agenda, and it's our items for board action. We have one item, and we'll turn the time over to, oh, we have three items, actually, sorry. But the first is Shauna Warnick.
Yes, we have one administrative appointment this evening, and that is that I make the motion to appoint Matt Christensen as the Director of Secondary Education.
Matt, are you pretty sure we're going to second that? We have a motion to accept Matt Christensen as our secondary director, and John Taylor is going to second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And now, are there any opposed? All right. That motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Well, I have a couple other things to say, Matt. Hold on just one second. What I should have said was, we will miss our dear Bart Carey, who's our current Secondary Education Director. And a blessing to all of us in the Eagle School District and to the administrators. And with that, Matt brings 22 years of dedicated service within the Nemo School District to his new role. He began his career teaching history at Spanish Fork High School for 8 years before transitioning to administration. After serving 4 years as an assistant principal at Spanish Fork High and 3 years as the principal of Spanish Fork Junior High, Matt returned to lead Spanish Fork High School as principal for the past 7 years. A colleague stated, "Matt Christensen is an amazing principal and leader. I love seeing him interact with students in the halls or at activities. He knows most, if not all of them, by name and something about them. He has done a fantastic job opening the new Spanish Fork High School by keeping some of the traditions and culture while invigorating the school with a new hope for the future. He will do the same in this job. Matt will be a great leader of leaders, and I'm excited to see the wonderful things that he will continue to do in his new role as Director of Secondary Education. I know he will continue to change the world every single day. Matt is married to Jennifer, and they have 3 children, Cade, Kennedy, and Gage. You can find Matt enjoying life with his family, playing golf, skiing, and boating. Matt's personal motto is, make each day a masterpiece. Matt Christensen."
I apologize for jumping the gun there. I hear my name and I make eye contact with Mike Larson and he gave me a head nod. It's time to go. So I apologize. I'm just excited. So thank you. As I step into this role as the new Secondary Education Director, I do so with great respect, with deep respect for our school board and our superintendent, for the trust and the confidence that you have in me. I'm excited for the opportunity that I'll have to rub shoulders alongside superintendent staff. As I was sitting here today, I was looking at my new team, and these women and men are mentors to me. My whole career, I've looked up to every one of them, and the fact that I get to work with them every day, it just took me in. And so I'm excited. Thank you for being the leaders that you are, and having the confidence in me. The past 14 years I've been on management team, I've had 3 different assignments, and I've loved every opportunity. I've loved being a building administrator. I love students. I love the work that we do. I have people ask me what I do for a living. I tell them I'm a high school principal, and they roll their eyes and say, "Oh, that's awful." And I tell them, you're missing out. I invite you to come to see what we do every day. We work with great kids. Those that have been here, we saw the past hour. We just see kids and the great things that they do. I am so grateful to work for Nebo. What an amazing place to work. Some of my team members are here tonight. Thank you. I promise I kept it a secret that they showed up tonight, and I love them. They are my family, away from my family, and they're dear to me. And my family that are back here, I'm missing one tonight, but I love them, the support they give me. What a sacrifice that they've made, and I'm so thankful for them. Again, I am so thankful for this opportunity and look forward to working with you.
Thanks, President Acorn. Matt, that's going to be a little bit of a tough act to follow. Mine won't be nearly as cool as that. So, we are beginning the process of creating a design for a new junior high school to be built in Spanish Fork to replace the old one. And that design will most likely be used on other junior high schools in the future. As a district, we put out a request for proposals. to help us choose an architect and design team to create this design. I sat on the committee that reviewed and looked through these proposals. In the end, we narrowed it down to three architect teams that we wanted to interview. We met with them. They all brought some great strengths with their proposal. In the end, we selected one. They came in with some great ideas. They responded extremely well to our request for proposal. Brought some great design ideas, and we're excited about moving forward with this. So, I make motion to adopt the board resolutions approving GSBS Architects of Salt Lake City, Utah, to provide architectural and engineering services to design and engineer a new prototype junior high school for the rebuild of Spanish Fork Junior High, and further approve the associated AIA document B101-2017 as revised between the Eagle School District and GSBS Architects.
Thank you, Rick. We have a motion to approve GSBS Architect and the contracts that are attached to our document on our agenda. We have a motion for that, and do I have a second? Seconded by Scott Wilson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion passes.
Just maybe a quick comment for the audience. Part of the reason we're doing the new junior high prototype, we like our current junior high design. It's served us very well. It's a single-story design, so a two-story is a bit more economical, but more importantly, it's harder and harder to find land. So it's difficult to fit a one-story junior high on the parcels that we're locating for junior high design or junior high placements. So we just feel it's important to design a two-story junior high. Think similar to what our new middle schools are, same kind of a concept. So that's part of the reason why we're going through that activity. It seemed like there were enough interested parties taking notes for different things that maybe that would help you fill out some papers or things like that. So anyway, I thought that might be helpful for you.
Thank you, Superintendent, for that explanation. All right, we'll turn the time over to Brian Rowley for our last item of board action.
Thank you, President. So I've been one of the policies that we've been reviewing is listed under Section I in Instruction. The policy title is Health, Instruction, and Sex Education. And that file is number IGAI. It was last updated in 2001. So with some of the changes that we've looked at, we wanted to permit us to present that for approval of the new update. But if I could just read a little bit about what it is. It says, the Board of Education, we recognize the personal and social benefits of health education taught by qualified educators. The board supports parent choice in sex education instruction and believes that parents should be able to choose whether to have qualified instructors provide this instruction. We also, as a board, believe that the sex education curriculum should promote marriage and the family, emphasizing sexual abstinence before marriage and fidelity within marriage. And so I would just like to present that as we adopt those, update this policy.
Thank you so much. We have a motion to approve policy IGAI. Do I have a second on that? Seconded by Rick Ainge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. We have now finished all of our items on our agenda except for one, and that's special business. And we need to conduct a closed session for that. And that will be to discuss student personnel involving a person's character, competence, or health. And so the closed session will be closed to the public. Do I have a motion to convene a closed session? Motions made by Rick Ames. Do I have a second? Seconded by Shauna Warnick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you. The voting is unanimous, and we now stand temporarily adjourned at 6:53. The closed session will begin here in the board room at, I'm going to give a couple minutes for everybody. 6:57. All right, thank you.